Phil Nixon, who you know well, he runs the music shop Bass Gear in Twyford, and we always have a little chuckle because he's the man who gave up a high-flying career so that he could sell amplifiers for a quieter life.
Yes.
That's about right, isn't it? Yeah. What's occurring in your corner of the world?
I'm just getting back to normal, having had an interesting weekend.
Oh, yes.
Well, some might find it interesting.
Well, we'll be the judges, won't we?
Yeah, I went on a mandolin retreat.
A mandolin retreat?
Yes.
Are we talking musical instruments as opposed to very finely slicing devices on Celebrity MasterChef here?
Well, I don't know.
Have you still got all your fingers? That would be an indicator.
I like the sound of that, yeah. No, it was the musical instrument, and I'm a complete beginner.
Oh, are you? Despite knowing quite a lot about music and playing.
Yeah, it's quite good.
What do you play well? Remind us.
I play bass guitar.
Yeah, but not the mandolin, which we lay people might think was quite similar anyway.
Well, it is similar in many cases. It's you've got four so-called strings, although they're pairs of strings.
Mm.
So bass guitar typically has four strings. Although, and they're even got tuned E, A, D, G, except...
Which is the same as...
That's the bass guitar,
yeah.
But the mandolin is tuned like a violin, so it's E, D, E, A, D, G, the other way around.
Ooh.
So your right. Thinnest string on a mandolin is an E.
Right, which makes life difficult then if you're used to the other, doesn't
it? Yes, it's a bit like sort of playing left-handed all of a sudden if you're not left-handed.
Right, yes. Okay. And why did you decide to do this?
I like folk music, I like acoustic music, and... I've always fancied learning, and I also think it's a great idea to just put yourself into a different instrument that's out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Yeah.
And how many people were there on this weekend retreat?
There were two dozen, plus right. About a third of them had their partners lingering around the hotel.
Yes.
And it was being put together by one of the world's best, most eminent mandolin players.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, right.
But called Simon Mayer. But the irony is that we had to go to Sheffield for this, and Simon Mayer lives in Reading.
Right, okay. Yes, you could have had a private lesson with him just down the road.
Yeah, if he did private lessons, which he doesn't.
Yeah,
yes.
And how much can you learn in just one weekend, though?
Yeah, well, he sends you in advance loads of downloads, MP3s and PDFs, which has got all the manuscript for the music. And if you don't read music, then there's the tablature, which tells you which fingers to put on which string at which time.
Now, is that I've often wondered about that because I do read music on sheet music. Is it those funny little grids under the bass clef?
Yes.
Oh, that's where you to show you where to put your fingers.
Yes.
Is it? Ah.
Yes.
Right.
And whether you've got to do a pull or a choke or a
pull
slide.
Or a choke. What's a pull or?
Well, they call it decoration. So instead of just playing straight notes, you can kind of hammer or pull a string to kind of give it a ding,
and that's all in those little grids down the bottom.
Yeah, okay. That's also there too.
So did you do a lot of homework then?
No, I didn't start until the Monday beforehand.
Did that cause you problems?
Yeah, I was a bit Corporal Jones when it came to playing along with everybody else at the same time.
Right. So what are you going to do with this? You can take this further?
Yes, I've come away with an earnest enthusiasm to learn my scales and arpeggios.
Right. And how long do you think it'll be until you are at least competent?
It depends. I mean, I played with a singer-songwriter, and I think I can weave the mandolin into one or two songs. And
yes.
I can probably do that, perform live within, a few weeks.
For those who aren't entirely sure what the sound is, it's the instrumental bit from Maggie May, for example,
yes.
By Rod Stewart, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yes.
That's quite a high... sort of
not that John Peel was really playing it when
no that was fun. Well, they weren't really playing football when they brought the football on the top of the pop side, were they? Well, that's very interesting.